This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
WPHT, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
We have breaking news for you today. The White House press briefing just wrapped up, and Karine Jean-Pierre has commented on Twitter. That's right. But we're going to turn our attention a little bit to local issues in Philadelphia. Because one of my buddies, Stu Bykofsky, was, he's in the middle of a fight with his former employer, the Inquirer of Philadelphia. And you know what? I like Stu. I always have. He's a truth teller in a world where we don't have a lot of truth tellers. And that's why I'm very, very happy to welcome to the show my buddy Ben Manis. Ben is an expert in security and criminal justice reform at broadandliberty.com is where he writes. And his latest piece, The Inquirer, suit against a former employee cast doubt on their commitment to liberal values. Ben Manis, welcome back, my friend. How are things?
Good. It's really good to talk to you in the afternoon. I think this is my first time with you since you moved.
Well, it's good to talk to you as well. I'm much more awake right now.
Me too.
Yeah, me too as well. But you're all over this radio station. I know Dawn has you on all the time, so it's great to have you on our show as well. And you wrote this great piece. Stu Bykofsky, I think, is one of the voices in this city who told the truth the way it was supposed to be told, which is just honestly. And he was never afraid. And, you know, listen, I fought with Stu over the years on Twitter. We battled back and forth. But I like that about him, too, because he was always a truth teller and just a decent guy. But now he's in a fight with his former employer. What's going on?
And he's been in a fight with the Inquirer for 3 years now, which is telling because, you know, there is a greater issue here. And the greater issue here is what's happening locally in this really insipid battle between Stu and the paper that he represented for almost a half a century is the same thing we're seeing nationwide in journalism. Whereas, you know, corporate mainstream journalism gets so dug into their heels in this fight to be right about everything that they absolutely refuse to diffuse situations where they are wrong. And this is one of those situations where this all centered around a stupid going away party, a retirement party in the offices at the headquarters of the Inquirer above the Gallery Mall. And The entire rung of people on the slate were from young to old, and that staff praised Stu for his covering stories in Philadelphia, hard-nosed stories from the field for over 50 years. I mean, we're talking from the Rizzo era through now. And the last person to get up and speak was the architecture columnist, a woman named Inga Saffron, who's never physically worked with Stu on any stories. And she got up there and just laced into this diatribe where she accused him of everything from biased journalism to racism to child prostitution in Thailand. And, you know, normally this is a situation where you could laugh it off, but there were cameras running at this thing, and it suddenly ended up in, like, three other news outlets where now Stu, in his retirement, with a pretty paltry buyout from the paper and his pension, has to go back and fight to defend his name because now he's branded as some kind of, you know, child, pedophile. because nobody would stop this woman from this diatribe. And the joke of it is the entire editorial staff, all the bosses were in the room, and they could have just walked up to her and said, oh, ha, ha, thank you. And, you know, for 3 years now, he's been in court and had numerous, you know, abilities to say, hey, just admit you're wrong and apologize publicly, and I'll let the whole thing go. And they wouldn't. And worse off, and this is the key, the hinge pin to the piece, when his suit, which is in court today, and there's some new revelations I'll break as exclusives on your show, but as it goes into court this week, they've countersued him to try to bully him out of dropping this claim, because it's definitely a losing case on their behalf. And they're going as far as, you know, trying to sue him out of the $47,000 buyout, which is less than what their lawyers are going to charge for the actual tort. So they're just bullying this elderly man out of giving up his pension money in you know, an event to defend someone who was clearly wrong on their watch. And they're doing it with the most hypocritic ways possible. Case in point.
Well, do you think this is more to do with the fact that Stu Bykofsky was one of the more conservative writers at the Inquirer?
I think that is an incredibly important point, and I'll tell you why. Stu Bykofsky's, you know, work can, in the progressive age, be considered, you know, conservative. But Stu makes no bones about being a registered Democrat who was part of the war movement in the Vietnam era, and, you know, put Frank Rizzo's feet to the fire. So this is not a conservative. But let me break the, you know, the joke here, which is the Inquirer is seeking as a witness today in selection Helen Gim. Now, Helen Gim wasn't at the party. So all Helen Gim was going to do is get on the stand and talk about how awful.
I should mention Helen Gim wants to run for mayor, and she's probably one of the most progressive council members in the city.
Right. And by putting her on the witness list, what are they telling everyone? They're going to tell everyone that this is going to be about how Stu is insensitive and, you know, racially insensitive, which is actually not true. I mean, the fact is, I only came into Stu's orbit over a decade ago because he covered one of my bridesmaids at my wedding's son was, you know, African-American. Son was killed on South Street in a murder. And he was the only one who was covering it. Gave him a whole article. Because, you know, he wasn't getting his justice, as we see with so many cases now. So this is not someone who's racially insensitive. This is a real last tier, you know, beat journalist who doesn't sit in the office and Google and take the, you know,
oh, well, this is a Ben, guy. You there?
Yeah, go ahead. Can you hear me?
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, here's a guy who goes out and gets a story. And if the story tells a tale that may not fit the narrative, oh, so be it. It's true, and he's verified it, and he's got it through the editors. And the fact is, they just don't like that these days. But the lengths they're going to, you know, hurt this man's simple defamation lawsuit in court is proving just how, you know, the hypocrisy of mainstream media these days. And that includes them going after Ralph Cipriano in 2021 to try to get him to expose the sources he used in his coverage of this, which is a violation of the SHIELD Act.
So everyone knows, tell us who Ralph Cipriano is.
So Ralph Cipriano currently runs Big Trial, the Philly Law Blog. But, you know, the irony of the story is Ralph, you know, sued the Inquirer in 1998 and got a settlement from them because they defamed him when he was one of their, you know, veteran journalists, the guy who literally broke the Archdiocese scandal 20 years ago. So, I think they have a pattern of going after people who they don't agree with or don't politically like or don't physically like. And they have no problem spending the money. You know, they buy out veteran journalists because they think, well, we can't afford them. We'll get someone fresh out of J school. And then they spend twice as much as this buyout in legal bills to try to shut them up because they don't like the fact that, you know, they're not singing the tune they want.
So we have a clear case of biased journalism, no doubt, as they go after their former employees. Ben Manis, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it. Come back and see us again, my friend, broadandliberty.com. Thanks, Ben.
Will do, Rich. Always good to talk to you.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Thank you.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Yes, what makes me sweat is that it's hump day. No, that does not sound good. I mean, I just mean the fact that it's did not sound right. I meant that
hump day.
Yes, thank you. Well done. The morning show stole that, but it was, thank you for bringing it back to the afternoons. I appreciate it. And we are technically closer to the weekend than they are. So there you go. 855-839-1210. Boy, that came out wrong. I'll tell you, one of those things where it just, you hear it coming out of your mouth and you go, well, let me dial that back, right?
You are 0 for 2 right now. You are 0 for 2. Some TV show this is.
It's a hump day show. What can I say?
I'm just going to hover over the dump button for the rest of the way. You clearly cannot be trusted.
Matt DeSantis is circling it like a shark. We got a great guest coming up a little bit later in the show. John Lott Jr. I'm excited to talk to him. 5 p.m. today. He's got this great piece about how, you know what, despite what the media tells you, the shooters are not right-wing MAGA people. We're going to get into that as well. But I have some clips from Corinne Jean-Pierre, the White House fembot. She spoke a little bit earlier today, and executive producer Matt DeSantis pulled some audio for us. So here is Corinne Jean-Pierre refusing to say if the Biden campaign communicated during with Twitter. And I think this is critical, because ever since Elon Musk fired that Twitter lawyer over the suppression of documents, as Elon Musk, the boss, was trying to get the truth out, and James Baker, the other one, who was subsequently fired by Twitter, who used to be the general counsel for the FBI and then became the general counsel for Twitter, and he was actively working to suppress the truth. Well, the question is, did the Biden campaign have any contact with Twitter? It's a very simple, straightforward question. It's something that we should get to the bottom of. And when the Republicans take control in January and they do their oversight, I really do hope we get to the bottom of all of this. But Karine Jean-Pierre refuses to say. Take a listen.
I'm wondering if there was that communication there surrounding the Hunter Biden laptop story.
So I can't speak to decisions made by the campaign from here. That is not, it is a political campaign, so I can't speak from that from here to that from here. I'm covered by the Hatch Act, and so I'm just not going to comment on the question that you're asking.
That is nothing to do with the Hatch Act. This is a question of whether or not the campaign in the past communicated with Twitter. This has nothing to do with the Hatch Act. Absolutely nothing. In fact, she should know better. Of course, her programming has not been updated, but she should know that if, in fact, they did break the law by, or if they didn't break the law, if they were just working with a big tech company, we have a right to know those things. This is not some big state secret, and it's not something protected by the Hatch Act. The Hatch Act protects ongoing communications work from a federal agency. They were not in the federal government at the time. This is alleged. So there is no Hatch Act violation whatsoever. Oh, and by the way, even though Herschel Walker lost and Raphael Warnock won, Karine Jean-Pierre still says we saw voter suppression in Georgia.
Vocal about Georgia's new election law when it was signed in March of 2021. The big argument from the White House was that it would suppress voting. But there was record turnout in the primary. There was record turnout in the general, record turnout in the runoff, in early voting, absentee ballots, and in-person voting. So is the DOJ going to drop their lawsuit against the state?
I can't speak to DOJ's actions and what they're going to do.
The president, though, called it Jim Crow in the 21st century and a blatant attack on the Constitution. So does he still see it that way?
I'll say this. I'm not going to speak to the Department of Justice legal actions. That's something for them to speak to. What I can say, and not going to get into specifics of your question, but you guys, you all reported this, that there was suppression, that we saw that throughout the Georgia election. So that is something that was been reported on. So I leave it to those reports. But look, even with that, the American people came out.
Yeah, the American people came out. And but still there was suppression. So how does that work exactly? There was still suppression, but the American people came out. It makes no sense whatsoever. But again, it's all about a narrative, right? Even when their people win, it's still about the narrative that, yes, there's all this suppression. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Listen, Mama Zeoli is in town helping with the children. And as much as I am so grateful to have her here, she does have to go see Dr. Mike, Dr. Mike Veneria, my buddy, my friend, and the master of dental implants, Dr. Mike Veneria, right in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, New Jersey. There's simply no one better when it comes to your smile than Dr. Mike. I'm talking about pediatric, general, cosmetic dentistry, and of course, those very complicated dental implants. Dr. Mike's a great guy, great friend. You'll love the office, too. Music playing, really nice people. And if you are at all worried about the flu or COVID or anything, he has the ultimate safety protocols in place. From the reverse osmosis for the airflow control to make sure the air is safe, to mask wearing and gloves, the highest protocols for safety, which matters a lot. It's one of the reasons why Dr. Maz goes there. Dr. Anthony Mazzarelli, the CEO of Cooper. He, of course, also goes to see Dr. Mike Veneria because he cares about safety and security. And it also matters, too, who doctors pick for their health care. And he has chosen Dr. Mike Veneria. So that should matter to you as well. VeneriaDental.com. V-A-N-A-R-I-A. VeneriaDental.com. He is the best. I also like the guy, too. I really do. I like the guy a lot. He's a good man and a good friend. So I think you will really appreciate the great service you get from Dr. Mike Veneria. By the way, some breaking news, which I will share with you upon my return. I think Dr. Mike will be interested in this as well. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is under investigation by the House Ethics Committee. I'll give you the details on this. Breaking news straight ahead.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app. He's refreshed, well-rested, and fired up. Now here's 45 minutes of nonstop talk with Rich Scioli
on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT
and the Odyssey app.
Well, those are my old days. Not anymore. Now I'm a dad. I have three kids. And I got to think about my little girls. And I do. I think about my little girls all the time. And I think about the fact that, you know, do I want them to date a guy like I was? Well, I want them to date a guy who reminds them of their dad. So I try to be super respectful with my daughters. And I always try to teach them the right thing and be a good role model for them. My wife does the same thing. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210. It's hard to believe that Claire is 6 years old. Reagan is 2.5. And one of the things I love about being a dad is, you know, playing dolls with them and doing tea parties with them. It is a joy as a father to sit down with your 2-year-old daughter and have a tea party with her. Like, it's great. It's so fun. It's so nice. And it's cute because Reagan will make her little table. And she'll put a doggy and she'll put a little stuffed animal or another doll. And, you know, daddy, you want tea? Daddy, you want a cookie? And it's all imagination and pretend. And then Claire will come down with her dolls and she'll brush the doll's hair. And she'll say, daddy, can you do a ponytail for my doll? And I love to do it with her. I love to give them outfits and everything like this. And I love the fact that my children, they don't need any guidance on their gender roles. My daughters are all into dolls, and my son is as rough and tumble as you can get. He loves playing with trucks. He loves Minecraft and Mario Brothers and all of it. So there's no issues there. But when I see a story like I saw in the New York Post a short time ago, because one of the great doll brands for children is American Doll, American Girl. Excuse me, American Girl. American Girl is a very expensive doll, and even the outfits are super expensive. Like the other day, I was perusing Costco.com, and I saw they had a special, as American Girl special, and I went, oh, man, this is great. $75. It was like discounted from $50. Did not include the doll. It was just outfits for the doll. So you can imagine how much the dolls are. But the American Girl doll brand is causing outrage over the new book aimed at kids that discusses gender issues, including advice on transitioning and information about puberty blocker drugs. It's a 96-page book. It's called, quote, A Smart Girl's Guide, a Beauty Image. It has a section featuring a transgender rights flag and an image of a youngster apparently talking to a doctor about gender issues. The text discusses using pronouns such as they to describe oneself and declares that studies show that transgender and non-binary kids who get help from doctors have much better mental health than those who don't. The progressive message aimed at youngsters from a company better known for selling high-priced wholesome dolls has angered a lot of parents. Quote, incredibly disappointed in your book, Body Image. Let these little girls be little girls. Stop a disgusting push to introduce topics too mature. It is not your place, one mother wrote on Twitter. The book explains to its targeted audience of girls ages 8 to 11 that, quote, the way you show your gender to the world through clothes and behaviors is your gender expression. Your gender expression can be feminine, masculine, or somewhere in between, and it might change. Maybe you'll experiment with bright dresses and long feminine hairstyles, or you might try baggy shorts, plaid shirts, and a buzzed haircut. Your gender expression should make you feel at home in your body, the book states, according to the Daily Mail. There's one page here in the New York Post they point out where it says, people in this group are usually called non-binary and might use a pronoun like they instead of he or she. Yes. Part of of your body may make you feel uncomfortable, and you may want to change the way you look. That's totally okay, the book says. The book later adds, if you haven't gone through puberty yet, the doctor might offer medicine to delay your body's changes, giving you more time to think about your gender identity. You can appreciate your body for everything it allows you to experience and still want to change certain things about it, the book advises. After word of the book spread, irate parents took to social media to question its appropriateness. Some even left negative reviews on American Girl's website, claiming they are so angered they will now boycott the brand entirely. How sad that a book tells a child there are medicines to take to stop puberty. Or if parents won't listen, seek organizations that will. This is all gender related. How sad this world is becoming that American Doll takes on the role of thinking they should give gender assignment advice in a book. Shame on you. Conservative commentator and podcast host Ali Beth Stuckey commented on the book on Twitter, advising parents to return your American Girl Christmas gifts ASAP. Gone are the days when American Girl taught girls about history and femininity. Now they're encouraging our daughters to hate their bodies, halt their puberty, and cut off their boobies in the name of self-love, she wrote. One reviewer snapped at the brand, which is owned by Mattel, to, quote, stay in their lane. I will no longer buy any of your dolls or accessories for my grandchildren. Shame on you for introducing a book to young girls to change their gender. No more. Stay in your lane, the commentator wrote. It is a shame that we've gone down this road. Of course, you also have a number of parents applauding the company for this. In an Amazon review of the book, one parent noted that they wish they had something like this when they were still young and impressionable. The information presented in this book is easy to read, easy to understand, and presented in a way that will hold interest. Even if certain topics won't apply to your daughter, they might apply to someone she knows and could help her build better empathy to what someone else might be going through, which is great. Another parent deemed the title a must-read for young girls, writing, quote, this is more than just a feel-good, love-your-body book. It discusses a good range of topics, gender identity, getting your period, bullying, how body image is affected by social media, and more. This book is targeted to 8 to 11-year-olds. And isn't it a parent's job to deal with all this stuff? I mean, when did we become a place right now where we turn around and encourage American Girl to do the job for us as parents that we used to do for ourselves? What happened here? Why would we do this? But I think the problem is that we have a lot of wackos who are now in the mainstream in America, like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, which is the breaking news I shared with you before the break, which my trusty executive producer, Matt DeSantis, sent me right before the break. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez under investigation by the House Ethics Committee. The panel released a statement saying the Office of Congressional Ethics forwarded its inquiry into the progressive congresswoman to the panel in June, which suggests the office believes an ethics law was violated. It was not immediately clear what the investigation was about. The committee notes that the mere fact of a referral or an extension and the mandatory disclosure of a extension is a big deal. So apparently it has something to do with the ticket to the Met Gala that she accepted, which is worth $35,000. And she apparently violated a House rule accepting gifts of a large quantity. And this ticket was a big, big deal. But I think, like, look, I mean, whether or not she winds up going down for this, and she probably won't, I think the truth is that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is dangerous. And she preaches the kind of stuff that we read in this new American Girl book. So much of our culture right now is dealing with this and trying to fight back against it. And as a parent, as a grandparent, you might be dealing with this yourself. And look, you know, we're all trying to make sure that we can just be, I don't know, raising our kids in a way that doesn't corrupt them, or at least raising our kids and not letting outside influences raise our children. Is it so wrong to demand just that we just, as parents, raise our own children and don't let these outside entities corrupt them? I don't think so. I have have to mention too, you know, I'm happy my grandparents are here because they, I mean, my parents are here, excuse me, my kids' grandparents, because they really are fantastic role models for them. They are. I mean, my dad's a retired cop. My mom is so great with the kids, even though she warns them and scares the hell out of them. But the one thing about having my parents here is my mother complains about one thing, and that is that the house is too warm. Rich, your house is so warm. What's going on? Why isn't your house freezing like it used to be? Well, Mom, that's because of USA insulation. That's the truth. Our house is so insulated right now that I don't have to keep the furnace running. The house stays warm. She even said to me, she goes, was your furnace running last night? I said, no, not at all. But the house is warm, it's insulated, and it makes a big difference. This is the comfort you can enjoy in your home with USA Insulation. USAinsulation.net is where you go. Listen, trust me when I tell you that USA Insulation makes a huge difference. If Mom is the only can feel it, you can feel it too. And right now, they will insulate your attic for free when you insulate your walls. It makes such a difference. Having your attic insulated really does make a huge difference in your home. I'm telling you, we've done this, we've lived it, and you'll feel it too. So just go to 1-800-USA-FOAM, or USAinsulation.net. You'll feel better. You'll save money. Your house will be more comfortable, and you can get your attic insulated for free when they foam your walls. Do what I did. Makes a big difference, especially if you have an older home. We bought a house that was built in the 1960s, and what I can tell you is that a lot of times these older homes have no insulation whatsoever. Or maybe they did, but the insulation wore down or was never installed properly in the first place. USA Insulation makes the difference that you will feel. USAinsulation.net, 1-800-USA-FOAM.
You're in the middle of 45 minutes of nonstop talk with Rich Zeoli from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the Odyssey app.
Yes, indeed. You know, turning away from politics for a moment, I saw this story today, which is that my wife is in London right now. She's flying back tonight. Thank God, by the way, because I just being solo dad, and I love my children so much, but solo dad is not an easy job, to the point that if for some reason, God forbid, I was ever a real solo dad for more than a couple days, I would probably disappear. I mean, I'd probably be in Alaska, like living in a van down by the river. Smoking like a big, I don't smoke marijuana, but I probably would start, you know, I'm at the Santa site. And, I don't know, being like a, what do you call it, like a Yeti? Is that a thing? I've become a Yeti?
Do Yetis smoke a lot of weed in Alaska? I don't think so.
I don't even know, but I would just escape and like Jesse did at the end of El Camino. I would just get out of here. No, my wife is coming back from London tonight, thank God, and I'm so grateful that she's coming back, and my parents have done a great job of helping. But one thing is that she's boarding the plane today, Matt, and she says to me, about to get on the plane, love you, see you when I land. Love you too, honey, thanks for everything, you know, have a safe flight. And there's always that feeling of like wondering, you know, is she gonna be, it's an airline, so you always wonder. Well, Europe is soon going to allow phone calls on flights, and the question is, will the United States be next? So you can soon say goodbye to airplane mode, at least in Europe. The European Commission ruled late last month to permit airlines to provide 5G connectivity to passengers on board, including for phone calls and high-speed data. This is great. They say 5G will enable innovative services for people and growth opportunities for European companies. The sky is no longer a limit when it comes to possibilities offered by super fast, high capacity connectivity. But the thing about it is that in the United States of America, we are still not allowing it. In fact, we're still giving the warning, put your phone in airplane mode or you could crash the plane. And I have to think about this in the sense of I don't know anybody in this day and age who really takes the time to put their phones on airplane mode. And even if, say, half the plane does, and let's say everybody in the plane does but one guy, you know, there's always one person who falls asleep as they're giving the commands, forgets to put their phone in airplane mode. Have we ever had a plane crash in this country that has been tied to somebody not putting their phone in airplane mode? Matt DeSantis, you're a smart guy. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I would hope not. I've never heard of such a thing. I feel like that would be all over the place if it occurred. They have the same thing.
Don't you think you would have heard of it?
They have the same thing in hospitals. I don't know if you've been to an emergency room recently, but they have like those warnings: don't use your cell phones in the lobby because it could potentially mess with the instrumentation. I don't think I believe it though.
Yeah.
Do you?
No, I do not believe it. I don't believe it at all. I think it was one of those things after 9/11, like a lot of things. I mean, to this day, I'm still amazed at the fact that you can't bring a bottle of water through airport security without them screaming at you and making you dump it out. I get it that some guy tried to make a bomb in a bottle of water, but have not we the technology in this day and age, 20 years later, to be able to sniff that out without making everybody dump out their water? Or is it about the fact that you go through airport security and Big Water wants you to spend what's the going rate now at PHL? $7 a bottle? For a bottle of water? I'm serious. To bring on an airplane?
Is that really what it is?
I mean, I'm probably not far off.
Yeah, it probably is not wrong. I know I was at the movies last Friday. I think a bottle of water there was like $4. And like when I went to the Eagles game, it was something similar.
I went to the Eagles game the other day, and I bought a hot dog, a beer, and a bottle of water, and it was $60. And I said to the woman, I go, is this hot dog Kobe beef imported from Japan? Because then I don't feel bad.
Even then, I think it would be less than $60.
You think, right? Like
there's not much meat in the hot dog, yeah.
No, and it's not even meat.
Some of it's meat, maybe just not 100%.
But the whole thing about turning your phone on airplane mode, I mean, if Europe is going to allow this, I think the United States of America should allow this too. And it just seems to be a no-brainer, but we're all afraid of everything. And this idea that, yeah, you can make a phone call and blow up an airplane, I just don't see it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not buying it. I don't think if I send a text message that, you know, the left wing's going to fly off. Like, we'll be fine. We'll survive.
But here's the real question, and the reason why I think we still don't have it is, does anybody want somebody next to them yakking on their phone the entire flight?
Great point. The answer is obviously no.
That's what I think the real issue is.
Air travel is unpleasant enough as is. I would not want someone like screaming at their boyfriend or girlfriend sitting right next to me for the duration of like a 4-hour flight. That would be an absolute nightmare.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, Seth already has it too.
What's that?
SEPTA already has like a quiet car where you can't talk on the phone.
Amtrak has it. The quiet car is great. It's where I go inevitably. Because if I don't need to make a phone call from, you know, taking the train up to New York to do Fox News, which I have done.
You've been
happy
on Fox
to get
News?
At. Yeah, did I not mention that to you?
That's weird.
I didn't know that.
I should have. I'm sorry. I got to do a better job of promoting. But I'm happy to walk out of the car and then make the phone call in the little between car area. You know what I mean?
While the thing's moving?
Sure.
Wait, you're not supposed to leave the car while the train's in motion, are you?
Can. Yeah.
You ever heard of the cafe car?
I've never taken Amtrak, I don't think. Wait, so you can
How do you get from here to Boston when you go to Harvard?
Drive.
They drive.
Yeah. It's
a new invention. It's called the cafe car. They even in some places serve meals on trains now.
Well,
SEPTA's not that dingy, but
I didn't know that you could like travel from car to car while the thing was in motion.
You can travel from car to car. You can have dinner. In the old days, you used to have formal dinners on trains where people get dressed up in white tablecloths.
I don't think I'd like that.
Have you ever seen Murder on the Orient Express, or have you ever heard the book?
Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
All right. So that happened in the cafe. Never mind. You know what? The point is, I'm happy to get out of the quiet car, but the problem is on an airplane, there's nowhere to go. I remember when I was in afternoons in the first iteration, Jeet Pai, who was the FCC commissioner back at the time, came on the show and I asked him this question, and he said, quote, he said, the biggest issue is whether or not people would like it if they have a belligerent person next to them yelling on a cell phone. And I think that was probably the real issue why they never went through with this. And I wonder this, too. Do you really want somebody talking on their phone? If you're the guy, the poor sap, who has to deal with somebody next to you, do you really want somebody like that next to you on their phone the entire time?
Obviously not.
No, right? Because you can't get out. You can't walk away. It can't be like, hey, listen, I got to take this call. Let me go. We're going to go to the bathroom. And then you're taking up the bathroom for the whole flight.
That's even worse.
See, I got a train. You can go car to car. I know Matt DeSantis' elite world of never having to take public transportation.
I don't take it. I'm sorry.
His brioche bun-eating ways where he just has luxury car services. But for those peasants who have to take the Acela, you can go car to car. So you can escape a belligerent moron who's on the phone. But you can't do that on an airplane because there's nowhere to go. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that would be a nightmare.
Just jump out.
Just jump out of the plane. You can do that
optional
too.
Parachutes?
Yeah.
Sure, why not, right?
Yeah.
I would not like phone calls on a flight. I'm not saying the government should ban them because I don't like bans, but I would not be happy with the fact that there are phone calls on a flight. I think that it's a good excuse to unplug to best you can. Wi-Fi, yes, I would love that. Wi-Fi on a flight, sure. Phone calls, no, although there are always going to be people who try to use the Wi-Fi to make a phone call. If an airline wants to say, see, this is where the free market can solve this problem. You could book a flight that is phone call free if you want to. And I would even pay, maybe nobody would pay extra for anything because prices are so expensive, but you could break it down like that if you wanted to. Where this flight's California's phone call free, or this flight allows phone calls and this one doesn't. Much like how the quiet car, but the whole plane has to be that because you don't have the ability to go car to car. But if Europe is going down this road, the United States of America might be going down this road very soon as well. So very interesting to think about, no doubt. 855-839-1210. Listen, if you want to look good and feel good, NJ Diet can help you today. NJDiet.com. Lose 40 pounds, up to 40 pounds in only 40 days with NJDiet.com. This is not a diet. This is a transformation, a health transformation program using your hair, saliva, and DNA samples to figure out what works for you. And then they customize a program that works for your body. And it really does make a huge difference. NJDiet.com, 855-5-NJ-DIET. You'll lose the weight for good. You'll feel great. And the best part is there are no shots, no hormones, no prepackaged foods, no surgery. It's all natural. And look, the holidays are here. Before you know it, everybody's going to be doing their dry January and signing up for gyms and diet plans. You want to get ahead of it now with something that is all natural and will work for you. That's NJDiet.com. Lose the weight for good. There are locations throughout our area or online with 24/7 support. You got the doctor's personal phone number, personal email. Everybody is ready to help you. NJDiet.com.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.